All right, 10 minutes can pass the hour of 5. It's a pleasure having you on the other side of the radio as we talk for development. And today we're majorly looking at a lot of political happenings or political events as things are developing. When you say or when you look at the political drama in River State, I'm Khaled Akurubatubo. You're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Once again, welcome. Now 11 minutes, gone past the hour of 5. And what do I want to talk about? I know for those of you on Facebook, you already know. For those of you on YouTube, you already know. By the way, you can join us. You can watch us live, Nigeria Info PH, on all of our platforms except Instagram. So, Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, X, Nigeria Info PH, YouTube, Nigeria Info PH, and we are live on YouTube and Facebook and active on X. All right. So what do I want to talk about? Of course, I want to talk about the political drama. The former governor of River State, now FCT minister, has now opened up on the rifts between him and the governor of River State. He has now told us what the problem is. It came as a surprise to many that, you know, while all of these happenings were going on, occurring in the political scene in River State, that the former governor did not say anything really. And when he eventually spoke, you know, he said, I would not let anybody collect my political structure. But he did not address the issue per se. He did not say, this is what it is. No, he did not. When the governor did address the issue, he said it's a father and son problem. Even the governor did not categorically say, this is the issue. He called it a father and a son problem. At another time, he said, they should tell me what I've done. He didn't say this is what it is that happened. However, reports are now saying that the former governor is saying that the reason for the rift, the reason for the brouhaha, the imbroglio, is because of ingratitude. It is because someone is not grateful and is not carrying the people who fought for him along in the governance structure. Now, remember we were trying to have a conversation yesterday when I said I do not know if it's just me that was reading in between the lines of the statement made by the governor 2 days ago, and the network was so terrible and you and I could not have that conversation. But remember when I pointed out that the governor did say that no matter the cost, he was going to ensure that the welfare and the development of Rivers people is protected. He also said that he was going to do all he can to push the development of River State and the welfare of the people. He said that like 3 times, and he said though he has a calm disposition, he is going to stand firm for the people of River State so that nobody deviates the development and the welfare of River State. And I asked, was I reading too much into that statement, or did the statement imply something? So I'm going to read, if you let me. I'm going to read from what some newspapers have published, and I'm going to read from our in-house bulletin so we can cover all grounds, everything possible, and we can have a good insight into what the conversation is about. Now, this article says, former River State Governor Yemi Osinbajo accused Governor Sim Fubara of burning down the State House of Assembly building. Now, Daily Post reported that there was an arson attack on the Alo chambers of the State Assembly weeks ago, and the opposition party described the same as the desecration of the legislature. Now, the rift among members of the River State House of Assembly had led to some lawmakers commencing impeachment proceedings against Governor Fubara. All right, so that's one of the articles I'd like to bring your way. Another article, still from the Daily Post, says the Minister of the Federal Capital Territory, Yesun Week, has opened up on the rift between him and the River State Governor, Sim Fubara. Referring to the crisis in River State, Wike hinted at Fubara being an ingrate. Now, speaking at the media parliament Friday, the minister said money and power brings out the true identity of a person. According to Wike, and I quote, as seen on the Daily Post article, "Let me tell you, I don't like ingrates. I can't stand it. What is happening now is what Odeli said in his book, Give a Man Power and Money, Then You Will Know the Person. If you haven't given a man power and money, then you don't know the person. However, I am not worried because I am a politician. I know what other states are suffering because of debt. But go and check if I had liabilities. The records are there. I left projects for him to commission so he would showcase during his 100 days. Then politics came in. We are just starting. God gave you something. You are now importing crisis. God gave this in the platter of gold. The federal government is not fighting you. No crisis. But you are the one now trying to create the crisis for yourself. Only those who are natural ingrates will support what is happening there. I use the instrumentality of law to fight, not talks. Time will come." We played the abridged version for you during our news update, but let's take a listen so you would hear the minister say these things himself.
"What is happening now is what if that fits very well in what Odeli said in his book. Give a man power and money, you will know the person. If you have not given a man power and money, don't say you know the person. He may be a friend. He may be a son. He may be a sister. He may be a mother. He may be a father. If he does not have money and power, you won't know him. What we are saying is that put the political family that brought you to be together. This is something you didn't even contribute to it. Within 100 days in office, that is what it is. Only those who are natural ingrates. Forget about those you are seeing around. Those are people who couldn't come to the state because some of them, they say I refuse to make them governor."
All right, now. Now, he may not have mentioned, he did not mention the name of the governor. However, the newspapers are writing that, people, are saying that he is talking about the governor. He may not be talking about the governor. He said, he may be your son, he may be your friend, he may be your partner, he may be, he used several examples. But, we're reading in between the lines, and a lot of people would like to think that he's indirectly responding to the problems in River State. I want to get your thoughts on this. He's saying and he's asking that the agreement is to carry the people who are the people who have worked for the party along, and that's where the problem is coming from. If you listen to the voice note, or maybe I play it again so you can hear.
"What is happening now is what if that fits very well in what Odeli said in his book. Give a man power money, you will know the person. If you have not given a man power money, don't say you know the person. He may be a friend, he may be a son, he may be a sister, he may be a mother, he may be a father. If he does not have money and power, you won't know him. What we are saying is that put the political family that brought you to be together. This is something you didn't even contribute to it. Within 100 days in office, that is what it is. Only those who are natural ingrates. Forget about those you are seeing around. Those are people who couldn't come to the state because some of them, they say I refuse to make them governor."
But that's not where it ends. He talked about importing political crisis into the state. Nobody's fighting you. Federal government is not fighting you. And you're just importing fight. In Pidgin, we say, you run when nobody to pursue you. That's what the former governor was trying to say. That's what he said. And I'm quoting. But let's take a listen.
"What you know. What you don't know. Everything is not about money. I was an ordinary minister when I became a governor. I worked hard. Federal government fought me to the point that I couldn't have even done, I would have lost focus. You know what I passed through from 2015 to 2019? You know what I passed through? This one God gave you. No crisis for you. You are not the one importing crisis. God gave you something on a platter of gold. No crisis. Federal government is not fighting you. Nobody's at all fighting you. You are the one trying to create crisis for yourself. All those who cannot fight me are now coming around you. I will still win them. Match it today. See, there's this language that I normally tell them. If it didn't day, it didn't day."
I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's supposed to be a serious issue. Oh, my goodness. Entertainment. But the FCT minister... said he regrets supporting the governor. I'm guessing the fight has reached the point of no return. Well, let's take a listen again.
Difficult question. If you ask me truly, within what was available at that time, those who shoot themselves at that time, if I support any of them, the next day I would have been in trouble. They would have switched counter to. Well, at that time, that's what they had. But we, the land knew, it would be within 3 months to scatter a political structure that beat you up, to now begin to carry propaganda. Oh, this, oh, that. You know what is painful? Did he buy from? You see, any politician I see, or any so-called elder, and I see around, I see you as an individual.
Judging by the first soundbite alone, you would have thought, oh, he didn't call him, he didn't call out the governor. But listening to the other soundbites, you know, I'd not listened to them up until I played them. My goodness. This guy's an interesting. But during the news update, when I was reading, I saw a report where the governor is said to have reacted to the situation. So we're going to take a listen to the governor of River State, Simna Lai Fubara, and let's hear what he has to say as well.
One of the people, respected leader that has voice, that can look at people and tell them the truth. It's no more. I'm urging every one of you here. What is important is not we're wearing big hat, wearing our top hat is being fair. When we see white, we call it white. When we see black, we say this is black. This is one of the future noted for the Jaw Kingdom. There is this speculation everywhere. Fubara is not a call in Jaw. Fubara.
All right. Okay, so that's where we're going to pause it, and we're going to get to the conversation. Now, I would always say that my focus is development, and I know some of you have got your bias. However, I love development. I want to live in a country or in a state where, you know, I'm seeing the results of my hard work. I'm reaping the benefits of the hard work that I've sown. And I know a lot of you also want it, where you live in a country where there is constant power supply, where it doesn't cost you so much to, you know, start up a business, and, you know, all the bottlenecks that challenges right now are not there. At least we don't have a utopian society, but we have a society that works. And I'm for peace, I always say. And I do think that this will impact negatively on the economy of River State, just like Professor Partotomi said. However, when you listen to the former governor speak, you would come to the realization that they have reached the point of no return. This is not a place where they can shake hands and ignore what has happened. This is not a place where there is a place for, or there's a space for forgiveness. And the swords have been drawn, the battle line drawn. And I'm asking you what your thoughts are. What are your thoughts? Political structure. Political structure. Now we get a vivid picture, a clear picture of what he meant by political structure. But what are your thoughts on this very one? I really like to know. On Facebook, Courage Bobo Wosu says, the drum of war is out now. I pray for River State. Ogu Ojone Justice, Wike has forgotten so soon. Now it is too sweet to be in power. When you pointed one finger at somebody, the remaining four are pointing at you. Okudiri Favor says, and then he used a crying emoji. Sammy Davison Osarun Osarunwe Olubo says, the problem between Wike and Fubara is beyond what Wike pointed out here. It is all about control of power in the state and politics of Godfatherism in River State. All right. I guess you're part of the government for you to have said that. I do not know. But there is a commercial break coming up, and after the commercial break, you and I will talk some more. And open season, we'll also look at this some more. I'd like to get your thoughts on this very one. Stay tuned.
And now, Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria.
All right, we don't have too much time, so I'm going to go quickly to the phone lines. 25 minutes at the top of the hour. I am Kala Dakorubatubo. You're listening Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria. And this is what we're talking about.
What is happening now is, what if that fits very well in what God listed in his book. Give a man power, money is when you will know the person. If you have not given a man power, money, don't say you know the person. He may be a friend, he may be a son, he may be a sister, he may be a mother, he may be a father. If he does not have money and power, you won't know him. What we are saying is that put the political family that brought you to be together. This is something you didn't even contribute to it. Within 100 days in office, he said this is what it is. Only those who are natural ingrates. Forget about those you are seeing around. Those are people who couldn't come to the state because some of them, they say I refuse to make them governor. What you know, what you don't know. Everything is not about money. I was an ordinary minister when I became a governor. I worked hard. Federal government fought me to the point that I couldn't have even done, I would have lost focus. You know what I passed through from 2015 to 2019? You know what I passed through? This one God gave you. No crisis for you. You are not the one important crisis. God gave you something on a platter of gold. No crisis. Federal government is not fighting you. Nobody's at all fighting you. You are the one trying to create crisis for yourself. All those who cannot fight me are now coming around you. I will still win them. To mark it today. See, there's this language I normally tell them. If it didn't day, it didn't day.
All right, the battle line is drawn. Victor from Rumokrushi. What is on your mind? Let's hear you.
Okay, good evening.
Yeah, greetings.
The whole thing lies on when we believe in Godfather.
Okay.
That is why Nigerians were going out in their masses to vote.
Mm.
We believe in voting somebody that we can hold accountable.
Mm.
Just like the last conversation you just had. Anybody can come up to say anything. We have been hearing all those stories. You can hold me. How can we hold you when we didn't vote you? We didn't vote you. So now, look at what I'm going to say in this very matter is this now. Look at Abia State as an example.
Mm.
Can anybody go to Abia State and hold OT and start telling OT this is what you should do? You should settle a party. You should settle this and leave the state and the people that were voting you? No, it can't happen. All this happened as a result
do you think...
It's not the choice of people.
I'm sorry, Victor. Do you think that OT will leave the party structure? I mean, do you think he will ignore the party people who helped him come to power?
No. What I mean is this. Now, it's like somebody goes to Yan and go and keep somewhere. And then in the legal way, it's supposed to be the people first. And now you are saying it should be the party first.
All right. But you listen to Wike, right? Wike said that it is because he has refused to carry the party people along.
That is what I'm saying. Look at what Sim is saying every time. Sim keeps saying that he will not. This is the guy that has the rivers people in mind.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to betray the rivers. Like somebody praying to have an opportunity of delivering people.
Mm.
And we are giving him this mandate. It is the grace of God. And you said you should leave the people and go and send the party first.
All right.
You see, I want to ask you back. Now, is it the party first or the people first?
Nice question. It's supposed to be the people first, and I agree with you on that one. But Victor, I've got to go. Paul from Bunny is calling. Paul, welcome. What is on your mind, please tell me.
Thank you, sir. First of all, this type of brouhaha will continue to be in our Nigerian politics until when the people will choose who their choice. But to Umra or to any person who is in this stage to think that this would not come up, the person might not have thought well, because our former governor is a man who must be in charge.
Mm.
It would be a very serious mistake or grievous mistake to take that from him, to take that being in charge from him. But to Fumala, this is my advice. I watched one documentary in North Africa when they were fighting for independence.
Mm.
One of the men who went for that war said that while he was going for the war, his father told him, I would not want you to return back a coward. So for that, he said what he did was, while he fights, he makes one bullet for himself instead of coming back a coward. Like, as I say, before now, the head of the NAC is now, he is 19.2, he's not in, he will be head of the NAC, and he's not a guy in his politics. So let him go play the politics the way they need to play.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. I've got to go. I've got Isaac Ken from Ubumini. Isaac Ken, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Tell me.
Good afternoon, Kalada.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Kalada, did you hear what the FCT minister is saying?
I heard it as much as you did.
That the governor should first of all settle all the political members or the political family, as he calls them. And because of that, he should be facing now to the detriment of the state. Is it what we are expecting in this critical time of this nation? Because Fubara, the governor, is not carrying some of his loyalists along. Therefore, the River State now should be in this condition to the extent of shutting the assembly down. Of the crisis between them, father and son, it's quite unfortunate.
All right.
It's quite unfortunate that the minister will come to the state and disturb the governor.
All right, Ezekiel, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But now, I don't know if this is professional enough. Maybe you can judge me on this one. But can I whip up some conspiracy theories now. Now, yesterday we saw reports where some people say that the caretaker committee of the APC could be the president or the national working committee or the APC at the national, given the structure to the FCT minister. You saw those reports, right? It was on Premium Times, it was on certain newspapers, I can't remember all of them, about 2-3 newspapers yesterday. Now, some people are alleging, some people are making those, you know, conspiracy theories, right? But now, after listening to the governor, or the former governor, I beg your pardon, and then you think about the appointments that have been ongoing by the president, can you then argue that just maybe there is the restructuring of the political space in Rivers State, because he said, I will fight and I will win. That's what the former governor said. I will fight and I will still win. So what's your take on that one as well? I mean, I'm thinking from that direction. I'm looking at it from that angle. And what's your take on that one? But let's read some messages on Facebook. Engineer Alfa Romero says, Kalada, man of the people, at weekend, Governor Fubara, hashtag Wala Deo. Kini Kanwo Dan, Tangot says, was wondering why it took Wike this long to speak out. It is so unlike him. Well, now he has. Let us wait and see how the drama unfolds. Christopher Umar says, good evening, presenter. I watched Governor Wike during his interview with BBC Pidgin. He said he's not too greedy to interfere with the governors of the state. What's happening now? He's asking for the structure to be carried along. Amy K. West says, so will the former governor tell Rivers people to join him in fighting the current governor because he seems wants to challenge the structure? Good questions everywhere. Good questions. This one says, the good people of River State should rise up and ask questions. The state is not meant for a person, family, PDP, or APC. From Charles Ikeju Mosima.